Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jewel.
Hey, hosted by Duchess and Jewels. It is Sunday. It's Sunday, the 15th, and this is the third Sunday of the month, and so you know what time it is. It's time for Inside Matters Talk with Duchess. Jewels is in here, but of course we keep that intro going, hoping that she will return. Wow, it's been an awesome, awesome 2 weeks. A lot of stuff going on, some good, some bad, some you can feel indifferent to. But I want to offer prayers to all the families across the planet, and especially those in Paris, the families in Paris for their losses. If you notice, Duchess doesn't do current events that often, and I'm going to tell you why. Number one, I believe in us trying to be the change we wish to see. And number two, I'm an empath. And an empath is a person that holds the energy of their environment. And they can absorb that energy in their environment. And even watching TV, they can absorb the things that are going on there. And an empath can get so caught up in the energy of others that it can cause them to have a nervous breakdown sometime. You know, it may seem hard for you to believe, but we empaths, we are the pain keepers of the face of this earth, so to speak. We hold it. And there are a lot of children who have these empathic gifts, and they're teased or they're fussed at by their parents. You know, why are you so sensitive? Why are you crying all the time? Why, just you know, stop all of that. But they're empaths and they're feelers, and they feel the pain of others and they feel the suffering on the face of this earth, and you should have the utmost compassion for them, even though you don't understand where they're coming from or why they're feeling the way they feel. Well, before we go into our topic, intention rather than expectation, how to create the reality of your being, I know there are some of you out there waiting to hear the rest of the month from Lena Stevens's Power Path. And I have it here for you. As we all know from the last show, that November was pressure, filled with lots and lots of pressure. And as you see what's going on all over the face of this earth, there's a lot of pressure points building up here and there. But let's talk about our own individual pressures. Because if we're going to be the change we wish to see, then we must first take care of ourselves and combat the pressure that's building up in ourselves so that we don't get caught up in the angst of what's going on planet Earth, because that is definitely not the way to handle things, by getting caught up in it. That's what negative energy and the old energy would like for you to do, get you caught up in fear, get you caught up in anger, get you caught up in all kinds of things that are, let's say, not positive. We want to be positive, even if we can't feel that there's a positive thing to be positive about, then what we do is we offer up our prayers for the suffering of others. And that keeps us in a state of non-judgment when we offer up prayers. And we don't offer up our prayers in the sense to say we want to punish those people that did what they did. We offer up those prayers for the peace of the families that are going through the challenging times that they must face, for the peace of the families that are related to the individuals that did some of those crimes. So that's what we want to start doing. And for November 16th to the 22nd of Leonard Stevens's Power Path, she would say that this time frame is marked by pressure coming from the inside. You will be tested as your priorities and your true intentions. You want to be tested as to what those priorities and intentions are. If something is not authentic, it will be mirrored back to you in a way that you will not be able to ignore. You will feel pressure by yourself to make sure you are on the right track. There is also a feeling of urgency about making sure you are doing what you want to be doing, being with those you wish to be with, and in an environment that is compatible and supportive to all of that. If you have been in a container of a relationship, container of work, home, career, or otherwise, that is too small, you will definitely feel pressure to do something about breaking through beyond those limitations. You know, on my job, I've been training, and usually I'm a free spirit on a job. My drivers come in, I do what needs to be done, I go into the office, I sit down, I get on the computer, I do some work on the computer. But when I'm in training mode, I have to be stuck right there with the trainee. I have no freedom. I mean, my time is their time. And if I even have to go to the bathroom, I have to, if it's a female trainee, I take the female trainee with me upstairs to show her where it is. If it's a male trainee, I have to make sure that I give him something to do while I'm going to be gone for a couple of minutes. And so I can understand a lot of this being stuck in a box and not having the freedom to do, or those limitations around what you're used to. This is also a time when your spiritual evolution is demanding some attention. If you are doing your practices, you will feel irritated and pressured. It is important to have something of a daily practice for putting the pressure into perspective, as well as to support the expansion of your container. So a lot of us that do meditation, we may feel like we just got to get to that meditation, or we don't have time to do the meditation. Make time for it. Do it. It'll make you feel a lot more at peace and at ease. That's the 16th to the 22nd, and then we move on to November 23rd to the 30th. You will have arrived at the time when the labor is in full swing and there is nowhere to go but through the birth canal. The other side is a new landscape and potential. That's what you're going to find. It is a higher-centered time frame, a bit challenging for the personality, but with its own gifts of heightened perceptions, deeper essence connections, and greater intuition. You may experience feeling alien in your own world, and that's a good thing. Acknowledge anything that feels different, and remember to stay in gratitude. If you don't know how to stay in gratitude, let me tell you. Get a little journal and write down 5 things every day that you are grateful for. That'll hopefully keep you in gratitude and focus on beauty and to embrace all that is new or potentially new in your life. You know, everyone knows that my daughter and I, Jules and I, in case y'all didn't know, Jules is my daughter. Everyone knows that Jules and I just got back from California a couple of weeks ago seeing my new grandbaby, her new niece. And she and I didn't even know that we were going to go, but we intended the trip. And you're going to learn more about intending things rather than expecting them. And so we have been grateful for the fact that we were able to go on this trip because we intended it. Well, we have our intention set out for us to go on a trip in May of 2016. Now, come on. Now, you know we were planning far in advance, but when you plan a trip 6 months in advance, those are your intentions. And you don't just expect it to happen. You just intend it to happen and then go on about your business. That's like planting the seed in the earth and waiting for it to sprout. So we have with what Lena is saying. Lena is saying that we are to focus on beauty and to embrace all that is new or potentially new in our life. So do some planting, do some intending and on potentials that you would like to see pop up in your life. Now, on the 25th, there will be a full moon. At that time, it'll be time for quiet, celebration. Now, you know, the 25th, that's 2 days. That's the day before Thanksgiving. A lot of people are doing their Thanksgiving this year. Many people celebrate Thanksgiving. And you have this full moon, which is a time for quiet celebration, acceptance of change, and making choices. If you have been ambivalent or in resistance around certain issues that require a choice, this would be a good time to finally make that choice. If you have been afraid to take the step out of your limited container, you feel the pressure to do so, and now would be the time. I was listening to a radio show the other day, and they were talking about Shonda Rhimes, the woman who writes Grey's Anatomy and Scandal. And she's not one to go to parties and go to functions in the Hollywood or, the theatrical scene. And she said one day she woke up and she said this would be her year of yes. And I listened to that. Because I'm a good one for saying, oh, no, I can't do that. Oh, no, I'm too busy for that. Oh, no, I have to go to work. As a matter of fact, my daughter said, you mean to tell me you're going to be off the whole week of Thanksgiving and UPS did not close down the facility because you would not be present to hold the fort down? And that's the way I am. I can't do this and I can't do that, oh, because I don't know who's going to take care of my center. Oh, I don't know who's going to take care of my drivers. Well, I have a little 18-year-old that's going to take care of my center and my drivers tomorrow. I trained her. So, you know, it's time for us to begin to let go and just say yes. And I said yes to dinner at my son's house in Winchester tomorrow. Usually I would say, oh, I can't go to dinner. Why would you have it on a Monday? You know I have to work. Well, I'm taking the day off, and I'm going to dinner with my son and his intended and my grandchildren, and I'm going to have a good day. And I know my mother will be happy to hear me say that because she was like, Yola, she'd be nice. You got to be nice. You know, you got to make allowances. And so I'm making those allowances. And how am I making them? By saying yes. So, and I would usually make an excuse not to be able to do something. So with that, we've finished with Linda Stevens's Power Path and the energy for the balance of November, and we can move on to our intended topic. This topic is about channeling. A lot of people don't know what channeling is, but first let me introduce you to the topic, and the topic is intention versus expectation. Utilizing the law of abundance. Today I would like to share with you a channeling that was received from Archangel Metatron. Now, a lot of people never heard of Archangel Metatron, but there's a whole lot of archangels that a lot of people haven't heard of. So don't worry about that. There is an archangel by the name of Metatron. And this woman, Anna McCabe, channels Archangel Metatron. And Archangel Metatron is known as the recording angel or the chancellor of heaven. Archangel Metatron teaches esoteric wisdom to children and adults. He seems to take special interest in highly sensitive young people who are misunderstood or even medicated because their special gifts make them socially awkward. So when you find yourself caught up in socially awkward situations, call on Archangel Metatron. But before we get into the topic, first, I guess we need to explain to some of you out there what is channeling. I looked on the website and I found the Crimson Circle's Jeffrey Hoppe, and he had a nice little write-up on channeling. Let's see. Channeling is a natural form of communication between humans and angelic beings, nature spirits, non-physical entities, or even animals and pets. I have to say plants, too. Let me give you an example before I go further. Plants can channel. I went down the street and visited an apartment, a one-bedroom apartment in my complex. It was ground level. It had like an awning of sorts on the outside of it, and I walked in. And I told them, "Wow, this apartment looks really, really, really great. I could live here. I can do this." And I was really thrilled because I need a one-bedroom. And I told her, "I can do this." And so I was so happy, and I'm walking back up the street, and I opened up the door to my bright, sunny two-bedroom apartment, and in my mind I hear, "Hell no. You're not taking us down there to that dank, dry, dark apartment." And I had to bust out laughing because I have an apartment full of plants that love growing in the sunlight of this apartment. But that's what I heard. Hell no. No, you're not. You're not taking us down here. So I want you to know, if you stand around and you water your plants and you see people talking to their plants, don't be surprised. They're really communicating with those plants. A channeler is very similar to a translator or interpreter. They allow themselves to feel or sense the communication from the other being. The channeler then attaches human words to the communications for the understanding by themselves or other humans. A channeler can choose who or what they want to channel. As long as the other party has an interest in communicating, the link is made and the channeling can begin. For instance, many people channel Archangel Michael. If he agrees to communicate with the channeler, the flow of nonverbal communication begins. The channeler receives the information at an intuitive or feeling level, and then their mind converts the raw information into words. Contrary to popular belief, entities do not generally use human languages because it is considered awkward and clumsy. The richer essence of their message is conveyed through an elegant series of sensory feelings. Another popular misconception is that a channeler must go into a deep trance state or surrender their body and or mind to the entity. But channeling is very similar to any other form of communication, whether verbal, body language, smell, or art. They all communicate a message, and the message is subject to the receiver's understanding. Most well-known channelers today, such as Lee Carroll, that's Kryon, I love Kryon, Steve Rother, the group, and Rona Herman, Archangel Michael, are conscious channelers. They are aware of themselves and activities going on in the room. They focus their senses and attention on the entity they are channeling, and then interpret the message. Contemporary channels do not generally leave their bodies or surrender their minds during the communication process. Channeling pets is one of the easiest forms of this art. Pets, of course, do not use human language, but they have a strong desire to communicate with humans. Simply release the concept that you'll hear words and allow yourself to feel your pet. As you open yourself to the feelings, the mind will naturally begin to place simple words or phrases to the feelings so that your human consciousness will have a greater understanding of the communications. If you want to communicate back to your pet, let go of the need to use words. Instead, allow your feelings to open and flow to your pet. In the early stages of working with this type of communication, it may be helpful to imagine pictures or visuals when communicating with your pet. As you become more confident and proficient in channeling with your pet, the information will flow quickly and easily, and you won't have the desire to even use pictures or images. I know this woman who I used to call Rainy the Horse Whisperer because she worked with horses, and she communicated with them. She communicated with them, and it was amazing because she was able to tell an owner something that the horses communicated to her that happened in the barn that made even some of the owners surprised that the horse was very aware of watching you do something that you shouldn't have been doing in the barn, probably with somebody else. So some people fear channeling because they don't understand the process, or they think that a negative or dark entity can come in. But the channeler always has the choice of who or what they want to channel, just like they have the choice of who they want as friends or business associates. The channeler can insist on knowing the name and origins of any entity or angelic being who wants to communicate with them. Experienced channelers understand that just because an entity wants to communicate doesn't mean the entity is necessarily enlightened. The channel should discern for themselves the level of enlightenment of the entity and the value of their information. Some entities just like to chat. I mean, they just want to chat. They just want to talk. They just want to go there. I remember one night I was in my bed sleeping, and I could hear my father, you know, the book. And it's almost like he was trying to get me to get up and go find the book. And I had to say, okay, Daddy, let me sleep. I'll find the book when I wake up. Of course, I never found the book that he was talking about, so I should have gotten up at the time that I was told to get up. But sometimes they just want to chat. Others can have an agenda. And there are also many entities who have a desire to provide enlightened guidance and counsel. All right? So that gives you a little bit of an overview of what channeling is. And as a result of that, we can go on and we can talk about Miss Anna Merkaba and what she channeled from Archangel Metatron. Okay, let me get a little bit of water here. I'm getting a little dry, and we'll continue. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. Metatron says, it is through intention rather than expectation that you create the reality of your being. And that's capital B, capital E-I-N-G. It is through the power of your mind, the power of your thinking process, that you are able to be in full agreement and knowing to co-create a new platform, a new reality of informational encodings. It is through your endeavors that you incorporate the pure frequencies of the new world. It is through finding the balance within, and it is through your patience with self, through your determination to strip naked before your very own self, getting to point zero, that you shall be able to set yourself free. Free from what? How about free from restraints and outdated programming? Free from all that you believe you should be, for what you believe completely and fully forms your cognitive experience, the experience of the now moment in time. And so, it is imperative that you intend instead of expect for various outcomes to manifest. For expectation is nothing more than admittance of self-limitation. For when you expect a certain outcome, you expect it from the perspective of defined objectives, based solely on the five senses that you are equipped with, whereas intention utilizes all senses at your disposal by attracting various frequencies to swirl in perfect formations in order to deliver that which you wish to experience while setting no boundaries and no set agendas or expectations, allowing one to fully and cognitively exit the box, so to speak, and explore the world unbeknownst to you prior. It is through your intention that you are able to leave the past fully and completely release yourself from outdated modules of thinking and align yourself with a new path, a path leading to freedom from mathematical formulas with no longer, mathematical formulas that no longer work in your new world. You know, we're in this new world, this new energy now. So we have to be careful how we manifest things, and we can't use the energy tools from the old system. We're in the fifth dimension now, or, you know, we're moving that way, a path where the beat of your heart and the signature of your soul are the deciding factors in your creative birth of a new sphere of influence. And so, remember to intend that which you wish to manifest in your world. Let go. Oh, please let go of all expectations. Let go of all expectations. Free yourself from the binding laws of outdated objectives and walk confidently onto your path, allowing it to lead you through the murky waters of the past, turning obstacles into grand opportunities for growth, and morph that which no longer works into that which does. Remember that there is no lack in the universe, and all that you wish to experience, all that you wish to partake of, is yours for the taking. Know that it is your birth-given right to experience full abundance, health, benevolence, light, and love. For you are true creator of your known world. You are equipped with all that you need in order to manifest a new heaven on earth. Know that it is so, for it is. With that, I want to thank Anna McCarva and Archangel Metatron. But there's a little bit more that needs to be said. You know, on a personal note, when we are caught up in expectation has, it's like a negative connotation in the human psyche. Expectation is non-action. You're just sitting around expecting something. You expect things to come to you. You expect love to come to you. You expect money to come to you. You expect this. You expect people to come to you. You expect people to be the way you want them to be. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. When you work with intention, intention equals energy, passion, action, opportunity, and this equals that which has been intended. To intend is to create and grasp the outcome which is intended for you, by you. So we got to stop expecting things to just come to us and start intending them. You know, just stop expecting your life to be happy. Intend your life to be happy. You know, wake up in the morning and say, today is going to be a better day than yesterday. And just stay in the moment of today. Leave yesterday alone. Because if you wake up thinking about how miserable you were yesterday and you harp in on that, you're going to be miserable again today because you brought it forward. When they say yesterday is history, tomorrow a mystery. Today, right now, the present is your gift. That's why God has called it the present. This is your gift from God. This is your gift from yourself. This is your gift from your Creator. Today, right now, this moment. So leave the history behind. Don't bring it forward into the day, because all you're going to do is bring forward that which you had yesterday. And you want to be in something totally new today when you open up your eyes. So intend for it to be. Oh boy, Duchess is preaching. Yeah, I get a little preachy sometimes. I don't know. It's my nature. Maybe it's because I'm the eldest child in my family. You know, we tend to be a little bossy sometimes. You know, our parents gave us that privilege to be the oldest and take care of everything for them. And then we just let it get out of hand. We let it get out of control sometimes. But we have some rude awakenings. I've had mine. So before we go on, I want to say that our call-in number, well, those of you who are online, you have the call-in number. If you want to pop in and say a little howdy-do to me, just raise your hand, press 1, and I'll answer. I'll open up the line for you. That would be nice to have happen. We also have to go through and read our disclaimer. Let everyone know the information we share here will never be offered as medical advice and should not be considered medical advice or treatment, nor religious doctrine, and is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. Always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified professional or healthcare professional regarding any mental or physical health condition or treatment. So I see our board is lighting up, and once again, I want to say I'm happy to be here, and I want to thank all of you for being here with me. It's really been, I've been having a good time today. Of course, you all know I'm not into this darkness and winter coming, so I'm just going to have to really get down and do something about bringing some love, light, joy, and happiness while I wait for winter to make its progression. Fine time for me to talk about winter making its progression. It's just fall. Woo! Tell me how I'm messing up with my own brain. All right. I have this gentleman that I like I sent a friend of mine to him one time. She was having some issues, and Ken Page, he does what's called heart and soul healing sessions, and they're just wonderful, wonderful things. I remember I was going through the crazy. This is before I knew I was an empath, and I called Ken Page, and his wife answered the phone. It was such a blessing when you can call somebody that you're used to communicating with or reading about their things online, on the computer, and then you dial a number, and all the way, I believe they were in Arizona, the phone picks up, and I explained to her my situation, and she says, well, he's not here, but let me tell you someplace you can go right there in Virginia and talk to some people that will definitely understand what you're going through. I'll never forget that. This was, I guess, around 1999, 2000. And I didn't know where Vienna was, but I found Vienna, and I called the store down there, and I went down there, and I sure enough found a lady who had agreed at that moment to become my spiritual mentor. I remember her buying me a crystal at that time for me to put around my neck and told me I needed to be grounded because my energy was bouncing all over the place because I'm an empath and I did not know how to contain all the energies of the people in the house that I was living in. And then one day I asked her, well, how do you work this stuff? I mean, what can I do to stop bouncing off the walls with other people's energy? And she said, just tell it to stop. Just stop it. I said, you mean to tell me all these years from the time I was a little girl, all I had to do was just say stop? She said, mm-hmm. So now when I remember, I do that. And if I can't remember it because I'll find myself letting that go, that's why I said at the beginning of the show, I don't get caught up in current events because I grab all the energies of the world. That's a horrible, horrible state of mind to be in. You can have a nervous breakdown. So honest, I'm telling you all out there, I have not had my TV on since what happened in Paris happened. I don't turn on my television set. I don't want to get caught up in what in the families and their pain and their suffering. I do not want to hear what the newscasters have to say. I do not want to know all of that because, once again, that's what the negative energy wants you to get caught up in. It wants you to get caught up in the fear. It wants you to get caught up in the anger. It wants you to get caught up in the discontent. It wants to keep you all shaky and going nuts. It wants you to be that way. That's how it controls you. So if you can't find anything in your heart to be, at least have compassion and pray for those who are suffering. Don't get caught up in getting all upset about it and going crazy because that's where negativity wants to take you. It wants to take you there, and it wants to keep you there. But this is a new energy, and this is a new world. Things are different now. Like I said, you can turn off the television set. You do not have to get caught up in it. You can put down the newspaper. You do not have to get caught up in it. There are so many things that you can protect yourself, and then you take yourself into a state of prayer, non-judgment, compassion. If you don't have love, there's some compassion. And on that note, let's see what Ken Page and Nancy Nestor's November newsletter had to say about the oneness within. I love it. One of the main aspects about being here on this earth is trying to figure out who we are and what our role is in relation to ourselves and others. We often look at others and outside of ourselves to try and figure this out. The concept of being one with all things is to realize that the only way to find ourselves is to look within. Heal the parts that do not feel right and serve our highest good and clear them. I mean literally clear them. When individuals speak about being one, they often relate that space to being one with love, one with light, one with joy, one with peace, and all good things. This type of oneness can also create separation. Why can this create separation? You know that old adage, what we resist often persists? Well, it's true within the aspect of being one with only the good stuff. You got that? What we resist will persist. So if we're resisting all the bad stuff by being one with all the good stuff, the bad stuff's going to keep on coming. It's just going to keep on coming. So, oneness is something we need to know and truly believe. We've just got to make it a part of us. The challenge with this awareness is that we get tested each day on what we don't want to be one with. In our world, or just down the street, there are five different things that seem to be the hardest to be one with. Well, it's really hard to be one with war. Nobody wants to be one with hunger. And I doubt that I want to be one with sickness and disease. How about disaster? And then there are some people who really don't want to be one with religion. Why is that? Because people throughout history have been involved in these events. Each of these types of experiences are in our own backyard, our own culture, lineage, and religious ideology. So how can we find the oneness with life? How can we find that? Well, Ken and Nancy have found another way of being within the sacred space of oneness. How about unconditional compassion? Having compassion for everything and everyone within creation, without judgment, opinion, or any sort of change. I get along better when I have compassion for those I might judge as not knowing what they are doing. But, remember how we used to say, but for the grace of God, there go I? Sometimes, we do the serenity prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things, and the wisdom to know the difference. Sometimes we have to find different ways for us to get along on the face of this earth in oneness. Well, sounds simple, yet the majority of humans on this earth, for them, this simple statement is not easy. It's really not easy. You got to make yourself put it into practice. Oh, it sounds good to say, I am one with all there is, yet how many really know and can actually accept what that means? To be one is to accept without thought, judgment, opinion, or fear every single human in existence as a creator capable of experiencing their own truth. It means that there really is only one mind, one thought, one existence in this universe. Only a small problem, though. That also includes your neighbors, your landlords, your coworkers, boss, your partner, wife, husband, children, the exploiters, the warmongers, etc., 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 as the king and the king and I would say. There are times when we pray, call out to God for help. This comes from a space of need, of conflict, of desperation, and of fear. The truth can often be elusive. The realization that the oneness of all that exists in creation is a unified consciousness residing within the vibration of peace, joy, unconditional love, and compassion. It does not resonate with conflict, desperation, and fear. You know, we got to think about that. We got to really think about that. We really do. Wow. The truth can often be elusive. The realization that the oneness of all that exists in creation is a unified consciousness residing within the vibration of peace, joy, unconditional love, and compassion. And what was that other saying? We need to become the change that we desire to see. If each one of us became the change that we desire to see and were able to say, I send you peace and blessings as you walk away from those that appear to be so discontent and so out of sorts. Of course, if we stand there, they're going to mess up our day if we let them. So we're going to have to find a way, because as long as there is that uncomfortable war between the old energy and the new, we're not going to get rid of the old energy, but we can begin to absorb it and we can begin to transform it into something other than what it is. And how do we do that? Oh, you got to pray for ugly. If you think it's ugly, well, you getting ugly also does not make it better. You just adding fuel to the fire, and you just making ugly more ugly by you being ugly too. So, like Michael Jackson used to say, the man in the mirror, that's what we want to do to make that change. With thousands of different religious belief systems in the world, each of which holds their way to be the only way to spiritual enlightenment, we can honestly say there does not appear to be only one way to become spiritually aware. We know that. All ways are perfect for the individual who is making their particular choice. Each one of us must find that truth within ourselves. And then we must walk our own truth. I remember reading in the Quran. Well, I don't remember reading it in the Quran. I better not say that. But I know that it has been said in Islam that on the Day of Judgment, your creator is going to judge you according to the book that you profess to follow. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a book either. It can be the energy that you profess to follow. That's where you're going to get your comeuppance and your recognition from. What is it that you say you follow? Whether it's the Bible, the Torah, the Injil, the Quran, whether it's Buddha, whether it's Tai Ching, what is it that you profess to follow? That is how you're going to find your comeuppance. So don't go saying my religion is better than that religion. That's the old energy. That's old energy. We're one. Okay? with thousands of different religious belief systems in the world, each of which holds their way to be the only way to spiritual enlightenment, we can honestly say there does not appear to be only one way to become spiritually aware. All ways are perfect for the individual who is making their particular choice. Each one of us must find that truth within ourselves, and then we must walk our own truth. Not everyone can walk his or her own talk. In reality, there are over 7 billion different paths to enlightenment. Each one of us must follow our own by fostering a relationship with our higher self, doing the best to be truthful to ourselves and helping others, being kind, having unconditional love for ourselves and unconditional compassion for others, wherever they are and whatever their own choices may be, without judgment or opinion. So loving ourselves unconditionally is a really big deal. Why? Because we have to practice believing this each and every day. If we compare ourselves to others, we don't expect our own perfection. So loving all the imperfections of ourselves is the first step. We're not perfect. Whoever said we were? Why are we throwing stones over there? Why are we looking over there? Why don't we keep our side of the street clean? Why are we worrying about the trash and garbage on the other side of the street when our side of the street is all messed up and lousy? So this is where we need to be looking, at our side of the street. So loving all the perfections of ourselves is the first step. Each of us really is a perfect reflection of the Creator within. Then we can have unconditional compassion for others exactly where they are in that moment. That type of compassion is the deepest form of love we can have in life, allowing ourselves to move into the space of quiet, peace without noise, to accept and allow everything and everyone to just be what is, and that's with a capital B-E and a capital I-S with quotations around it. Just be what is within that moment. That is being one with Source, one with Creator, one with God, one with our highest self, one with all that is. This oneness is unique as it helps people find their own internal connection to their Creator. The more they integrate, the less separation they feel. This sense of oneness with all creation allows everyone and anyone to heal their past, which in turn changes their future. Being one with the good and bad of everything and everyone is easy when combined with the unconditional compassion of acceptance. So, with this philosophy and experience, people discover their own inner truth and take back their personal power, learning ways to love themselves and others even more, becoming a part of Creator, Source, God, manifested in the physical form, communicating with our highest self and receiving our own answers creates the awareness of the space of oneness within, providing us with self-empowerment, releasing anxiousness and fear, in promoting the concept of finding the truth within our own being. Only time can prove to each of us that it is our own true nature to be still with a quiet mind and be one with everything. Being one includes the ritual ceremony of asking questions to our higher self and receiving answers. You know, have you ever laid down at night in the quiet and closed your eyes? Just close your eyes, and all of a sudden you saw this wisp of light reflecting in the back of your mind. It's like as you try to grab it, this wisp of light keeps flickering away from you, this just wisp, this little wisp of smoke-like thing in your mind, and you keep trying to grab it and you get it lost. I always look at that as my higher self. It's like, whoa, check me out. Won't let me grab you, but I know you're there. When we love ourselves completely, it changes the experiences in our past. That then allows us to realize more choices for our future. Find out for yourself. Even Ken Page says, close your eyes. Allow your mind to become quiet as you discover the space where everything is. And yet no emotional conditions pull you into any type of polarity. No judgment. No opinion. No thought of anything different than being exactly where you are and who you are, one, not separate. You will come to know yourself as one, connecting with the oneness that is your birthright, truth of your being, free to be only who you truly are within that moment. This centered space of total acceptance is the sacred space of oneness within. Creating this space within ourselves allows others to discover that space of choice within themselves. Wow, that was deep. At least I thought it was. I want to thank Ken Page and Nancy Nesta for, you know, sharing their thoughts with us and allowing me to share their thoughts with you and to just embrace some of this knowledge, wisdom, and understanding so that I can bring it forth on Sunday at Inside Matters Talk. I enjoy being here. The board is all lit up. No one has wanted to speak to me or talk to me, but you look like you're happy because you're still there listening. So we've got 2 minutes to the show to close. If anyone wants to say hello to me, please, to pull an animal card. Let me see. 1 minute, 2 minutes. We've got, who do we have here? Oh, of all people, well, all animals, I have Whale, the record keeper. Shades of Metatron. Didn't we have Metatron today? Okay. It says, if you pull the Whale card, you are being asked to tap into these records and to allow yourself to be sung to by those who have the original language. We are the only creatures who do not have our own unique cry or call. Find yours. Allow your voice to use this sound to release tension or emotion. Whale signals a time of finding your origins. And with that note, I would say listen to some music over the next couple of weeks. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll be back. When we come back, it'll be December, and our first show for December will be, December the 6th. Okay? It'll be Hanukkah. Wow. Y'all have a wonderful night. Stay blessed, And I love you all, and thank you for listening, and thank you for hanging with me, because it would be awfully lonely out here if you were not here to do this with me. Good night, all, and once again, stay blessed. This is Duchess signing out. Have a good evening. Mm-hmm.